This is a major turning point in the gospel. It is the first time in the entire gospel in which Greeks have even been present in the gospel. And this time, some Greeks, probably Gentiles, came to Philip and asked to see Jesus. When Jesus hears that these Greeks want to speak with him, he knows that this is the end. In the context of the story, he never speaks to them. He never speaks to anyone other than Jews in the Gospel of John. And he says then that now the hour has come. Earlier in the Gospel, he has said at several points, you know, my hour has not yet come. First time was with his mother at the wedding at Cana. He says to her, woman, what do you have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. So he says that at other places through the gospel. The metaphor of the grain of wheat falling into the earth and dying presupposes the ancient belief that when a seed falls into the ground, it dies. That is, when it is planted, that it dies. And then it is brought back to life in a new form of a plant, but that it dies as a seed. What this means is that Jesus is saying that if a grain of wheat is never planted, then it does nothing. It remains by itself. It remains alone. And it is just a single grain that stays that. But if it's planted, then it dies and brings forth a plant that in turn yields grain. So it bears fruit only by dying. That metaphor is then used to explain his death, that by dying he will bring forth great fruit. But the first focus of his address in regard to this is for his followers, that is, that those who love their life will lose it. Why? Because they hold on to it and, like a grain, stay alone. But those who hate their life in this world and are willing to die for the kingdom of God will keep it for eternal life. So also, the servant is one who follows him and who does what he does, namely, that he, she, is willing to die for the kingdom of God. And that those will be honored by God. The trouble around this, of course, is facing the reality of his death. And he names that, my soul is troubled. But the response is, in contrast to the stories in the Synoptic Gospels, where Jesus in Gethsemane is in agony and says, Father, save me from this hour. Take this cup from me. He responds here as not saying that. No, no. Rather, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. So, Father, glorify your name. So there's a way in which this story in John is told against the story in the Synoptics, that they didn't get it right. This was not Jesus' spirit, that he was not in agony about his coming death and passion. Rather, he knew it, he affirmed it, and he resisted any temptation not to affirm this death for the sake of the kingdom of God. God's voice then is a confirmation of Jesus' prayer. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. It is, on the one hand, a word of consolation from God to Jesus. But Jesus identifies it when the crowd hears this voice as being not for him, but for them, so that they may know that this is truly the will of God, that he suffer and die. And why? It is for the judgment of this world. It is to drive out the ruler of this world by reorganizing the structure of power in the world, by his death, that he will draw everyone to himself and thereby drive out the spirit of hatred, of enmity, of warfare that the ruler of this world uses in order to maintain his rule over the earth. That is the rule of the powers of evil. But it is also a prophecy of his death. When I'm lifted up from the earth, that is, when I'm crucified, when I am lifted up on the tree, then I will draw all people to myself. And that this was an indication of the kind of death that he was going to die. This is another one of the implicit passion prophecies that are present in the Gospel of John. It is a foretelling of his crucifixion. And it is for the sake of the listeners, so that they are not shocked by this and do not decide that because Jesus was crucified that he cannot be the Messiah. That was the dominant conclusion among many Jews in the first century. The Messiah cannot be crucified. If he was crucified, then he's not the Messiah. This is a way then of entering into that discussion and of affirming that Jesus' death on the cross is not just a sign that he is the Messiah. It is the way by which he will redeem the world and draw all people to himself.